Time for us to talk basketball. John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast joins us. Hello there, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well, thanks. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
I'm ready for Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday, one of my favorite weeks of the year.
I've been practicing by eating excessively over the past couple of weeks.
That's a good plan. I didn't think of it. I mean, I was doing it unintentionally, but yeah, you don't want to just dive right in.
No. You've got to build up to it. You know, this is part of the ramp up plan. You know, you got to be smart about it. You just can't go in cold.
Absolutely. That's how you'll get muscle pulls and things of that sort. Yeah. Last night, Celtics, man, was this a classic trap game with the Bulls?
It turned out to be. I didn't think about that coming in. Probably should have. You know, at the end of a road trip, they had been playing, I think, progressively a little sloppier. And it's like, all right, here come the Bulls. They're in a four-game losing streak. Zach LaVine and Billy Donovan had like some sort of back and forth that kind of made it seem like they were ready to start sniping at each other. The Celtics come in riding high, you know, winning the sloppy games. And, yeah, a poor effort to start the game. You let guys like Patrick Williams get going, and you let Zach LaVine get some confidence, and you let Andre Drummond get a bunch of rebounds. It all kind of piled up pretty quickly. So yeah, this is, chalk it up to one of those nights.
Defense was also not great last night, and you kept thinking, all right, well, they'll get it together. Yeah, the lead is 10, 12, 15, but they'll find a way to come back. But the defense really didn't kick in until it was too late.
Yeah, they start, you know, the whole game, you said, okay, they're playing terribly, but it's a five-point game after one. They're playing terribly, but they were within striking distance at the half. And, okay, they're starting to make a little bit of a run. They have time. And, yeah, every time they had an opportunity to maybe close it beyond eight, it became clear that the Bulls were just too comfortable, and they felt good enough to withstand that run. And the Celtics self-inflicted, you know, turnovers, bad plays. And this is like one of those games where I kind of call it a color-by-numbers game, because the Celtics looked like they were doing a lot of things right. It looked like they were, you know, they were trying to move, and they were getting spots, and they were trying to make the pass. But then you look closely, more closely, and you say, they weren't reading the game. They were just getting to spots, and I'm passing the ball here because that's where I'm supposed to pass, not because I'm reading the defense and that's what I know is open. So they started to do that stuff, and then that just led to turnovers because it makes it easy for the defense to read them. And so they could never just get going. The defense, a little too lax. Chicago gets too comfortable. And the Celtics, their heads just were never in the right spot for them to really push through.
Did I read this right? 53-point attempts?
Yeah, 5-0. That's a lot of three-pointers, my man.
Wow.
5-0 out of 87 shots, so 50 threes and 37 twos. And that's I think, a little extreme. Now, I will give them some credit here. In the second half, they shot a lot better. They shot 11 of 24, just under 46%. That's fine. It's the first half where you start off the game shooting 5 for 17, and that's not going to cut it. That's just not going to cut it. You have to show a little bit more discipline, and that just goes to show you where their heads were. Because the other stuff that they need to do after the game, when Malcolm Brogdon was talking about, you need to have just better variety in their shots. They need to be better about mixing it up. It's easy to settle for a three-pointer, even if, hey, that three-pointer looked okay. It looked like a good shot. But there are some times where you say, okay, I think it's a little bit of a mirage. Those shots are there. Yeah, we can take them, and we can look back at the film. We did this a lot last year, too. You look back at the film, you say, but that was a good shot. And you say, okay, great, but that was 17 seconds on the shot clock. Your threes aren't falling. How about putting a little bit of pressure on their defense? Because you know that they've been struggling a little bit. And see if you can't get three-point plays instead of three-pointers. Because as much as open three-pointers are good shots, you want layups first, you want free throws second, and then you want three-pointers. So why not try for those first couple of things a little bit, and you know you can generate those other open three-point looks. So I think that they settled way too much, way too early, and it took them too long to have those start to fall.
Certainly a night Al Horford would like to forget.
Historically bad night for Al Horford. He had never, heading into this game, taken more than six shots and gone an 0 for. So his worst game was 0 for 6. This one was an 0 for 9. So it's the most shot he's taken without hitting a shot. And only the second time in his career that he's gone scoreless. So that's about as historically bad as it gets for Al Horford. Actually, I'd be honest, it's kind of impressive that he's only had a couple of scoreless games.
Right.
That's how good he is and how good he's been. But, yeah, this one, file that under S for stinker.
John Corrales with us here on Downtown. Was this a wake-up call? Do they need a wake-up call?
Every team can get, can use one. Yeah, every once in a while you need to splash some cold water in your face and say, okay, all right, now I'm awake. It's impossible to run off stretches the way that the Celtics have and not get a little complacent. Human nature kicks in every once in a while. I know people listening will say, you get paid too much money for that to happen. But, human nature is human nature. The further along you get in a winning streak, the more you tend to relax, believe the hype. Everybody's talking about how great your offense is. So the Celtics rely on that big, great offense, and it betrayed them. A cold shooting night can set the whole thing ablaze. And so, yeah, it's after the game, Malcolm Brogdon said, hey, we don't want to say it was good to lose, but this is a good one to reset and refocus. You just won 9 straight. That's great. You still wake up with the best record in the NBA. That's great. Now you head into a big homestand, against Dallas. And you Dallas is a good team. Sacramento, who now has passed the Celtics for the best offense in the NBA. You got Miami a couple of times. So you've got some tough games at home. Learn the lesson. Wake up and realize that to build another winning streak, you have to come into every game and be fully focused. The Celtics just absolutely were nowhere near fully focused, and they got burnt.
All right, Bulls, enjoy that NBA belt while you can wear it.
Yes, yes, yes. Sadly, the Celtics are going to have to wait for that to come back around. But, hey, you never know. The belt takes a weird journey. Never thought that some of these teams that had it would have had it, but Charlotte had it. Chicago has it. Celtics going to get a chance probably somewhere along the way to get it back.
No question about that. Hey, John, we appreciate it. As always, enjoy the game tomorrow night. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll visit with you again next week.
Same to you, my friend, and everybody listening. Thanks.
That is John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast.